Bob Bell Show, the crossroads where mercy meets mayhem. Now, back to Bob Bell.
And good morning. It's now 6:06, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock at Joy 620 WRJZ. We're also at 102.5 FM in Sevier County at 99.5 and all over the world at WRJZ.com. Are you good there?
Perfect.
You're back on.
I'm back on.
See, you were on. No. It's on our end. You were on Todd Harden levels.
Oh.
He can hear a gnat sneeze at 40 paces.
My goodness.
He's
I know. I went back.
You barely turn his gain up, and that's it.
He's got some great hearing.
Yeah, and mine's like fraught with ear damage, so mine's turned. Mine's turned to
turn that thing down. That doesn't make you think of Jesus.
Good morning and welcome in. It's Monday, 102.5 FM in Sevier County at 99.5, all over the world at WRJZ.com. We found out the other day we are actually getting our shows uploaded to the Bob Bell Show page. So they are getting
good.
Phil's like had to jump in and do that.
Oh. Well, so, that's great. I was actually talking about him this morning.
And I was thinking about that because tomorrow it looks like we're going to have not one but two junior co-hostesses.
You think you can say
a young lady by the name of Charlie, and that's her name, Charlie with two E's on the end. Isn't that cool?
That's
Charlie,
cool.
Where are you, Charlie?
And she's a little shy, so she's going to bring her friend, who is also a junior co-host, Maddie. Now, Maddie's not shy.
So and Maddie and Charlie. Okay.
So I'm trying to think if it's M-A-T-T-I-E or M-A-D-D-I-E. So I'm going to ask the daddy
how
to spell Maddie. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to work on that today.
I've had a Maddie before, and it was a D-D.
That's what it sounds like. It's Madison. So it sounds like it's short for Madison. But I'll get that straight. So it's Charlie and Madison.
Oh, that's pretty fun, Bob.
And these are two, I'm guessing, third or fourth graders.
Aw. It's my favorite age.
I mean, it's really going to be good. I'm anxious to see what all they're going to do. What in the world? Is that me or you?
No, that's
me doing
there.
This. Your favorite ice cream flavor.
Oh, thank you, Dave. That's good.
He thought it was our phone.
You have been thinking
that
again.
That is a sweet sound, isn't it?
Does that make you want to chase a truck?
That makes you want to chase a popsicle or maybe some kind of a... You know what's interesting about some of these ice cream trucks? My daughter and I were talking about this. Is that some of the old ones, they had the most messed up sounding music.
Oh, yeah.
It sounded like you're
makes
playing...
Makes you think of a horror film.
really? Not really. It sounded like you're playing a 45 record on 33 speed.
This is true. You didn't know if they were synced right or something was wrong.
Yeah.
Like a player piano went nutso, you know. So what is your favorite ice cream flavor? This is ice cream flavor day.
Is it really?
Mine is pralines and cream.
Oh, that sounds very
good. Now, see, that's
good.
A very good choice. What about you, Jenny? You want to think about it a minute?
Well, I've really gotten into this salted caramel stuff.
Now, that is good. Is that sweet and savory?
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to beat. Now, that would be Miss Meg right there. You see, I haven't had it in a million years, it seems like. But a little peach homemade ice cream. Oh.
Well, homemade, you can't beat that,
Ken. If it's made right.
Yeah.
You know, but I didn't know
homemade could be made.
Have you ever heard
that? I didn't know it. I never had it made wrong. So
that's right.
Have you heard the latest ice cream trucks that go by? They'll play the music, and then they'll stop, hello, and then play the music like that.
No.
It's not the guy in the truck saying hello. It's the electronic voice. The guy's not saying, hello.
Well, I know. And the other thing is, though, in this day and age, you know, if it was 1962 again, but it's 2022, and it's like, is it a little creepy?
Would you like some ice cream?
Come on up.
You know, it's just, in this day, aren't you more protective of your kids? Are a little bit more suspicious.
Well, I'd kind of walk up with a shotgun if it's necessary.
Now, if you walk up with your parents, we're all cool. I like that. Mm-hmm. But if it's just the kids by themselves, it's like, that's where I get a little uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shame because 40 or 50 years ago, you wouldn't get uncomfortable. It'd be cool.
The ice cream man, like the milk man, was wearing white with a white hat and black shoes. And you
exactly.
Didn't think anything about it.
The milkman used to come storming through our door 3 days. No, he did. It was like this. Milkman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He didn't knock. He just went, Milkman, he was coming through the door as he knocked. Hopefully you were all dressed. But the guy was from Avondale, and he would bring the most smoothest, chocolateist. That's a terrible word.
Chocolateist.
It's not a real word. Chocolatey chocolate ice cream. Now, that was one of my favorites. It's just plain old Dutch chocolate.
That would be good.
Just that smooth flavor. And just cold enough. You know,
I remember the Charlie Chip Man.
Oh,
you remember
really?
Charlie Chips?
No, I don't remember
they
Charlie Chips.
They used to come in a container. It says Charlie Chips on the outside. Best potato chips ever.
Huh.
Delivered right to your door.
See, this is before DoorDash and all that other junk.
Yeah.
The milkman. Avondale. And he
DoorDash.
He got Mama's list. Mama said, you know, 2 quarts of cottage cheese.
Ooh.
3 pounds of butter. We ate a lot of butter in the middle.
You know the joke.
Well, there were 4 athletes.
You know what the sister did to the other sister?
What's that?
The milkman brought you.
Ooh, how mean. Oh. Well, y'all were devastating to each other, weren't you?
Oh, my.
Wasn't the stork. It was, that's awful.
You were brought here by the police.
Oh, give me a break. You girls were vicious, weren't you?
That's right.
I mean, my brother, all he did was put me in the dryer. That was no big deal.
I
mean,
until he put that story.
Well, until he turned it on. That wasn't so cool. Actually, it was kind of hot.
Hey, guess
what? Kids, don't put your kids in the dryer.
Guess what I had yesterday?
What'd you have yesterday?
Our 23rd anniversary.
What did you all do?
Nothing. I did a prayer walk. Actually, we went out.
I mean, I figured you would have cooked him a 6-course meal.
Oh, yeah, right. He took me out Saturday night.
Oh, he took you out.
And then he took me to church, and we went to church and Sunday school, and then we left and had lunch. Yes. We had brunch together.
Yeah, see, that's good.
And then I had a prayer walk for the Priscilla Shire event coming this weekend. And so
coming Saturday.
Mm-hmm. So then I fixed your favorite food.
Which
salmon.
Was?
Salmon.
Like oh, that. I love that. How did you fix it?
I took Trader Joe's, that sweet chili sauce.
Very good choice.
And I spread that on the salmon.
Oh, you're getting fancy.
Yeah, spread that on the salmon. Uh-huh. Then I took panko breadcrumbs and...
Panko.
Yeah,
crusted.
Lightly sprinkled them on there and took the spray butter and... You know, normally I like butter.
Which it really...
But I couldn't spray the real butter, so I sprayed
it. But that's a good choice.
I can't believe it's not butter.
That was it. That's how I cooked it. It's awesome.
That's beautiful.
So you get a little hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a little tang and a whang.
But I happen to like Trader Joe's. But
salmon.
You can get it everywhere. But I like Trader Joe's.
In the salmon. Or as we say here in East Tennessee, salmon.
Like that salmon.
Get you some salmon. Hey, listen, that's how we said it in Seymour. 6:15, 15 minutes after 6 o'clock. All right, we're making ourselves hungry. But I had a good sugar-free weekend. That is good.
Oh, that's good.
No donuts or anything else. And just plain old good old coffee and Bible study and preaching in prison. It was good.
Good.
Now it's time for today's Time Capsule.
Wish I had a time machine, girl. Make myself go.
Dime of your life in time.
Well, I love this. Monday, July 11th, 2022.
Back in time.
52 days till it's football time in Tennessee.
Wow.
That's right. Tennessee and... I know. Just
time flies when you're having
it's
fun.
Not Tennessee and Bowling Green. It's Tennessee and Ball State. They tee it up on Thursday night, September 1st, which is going to be my 38th anniversary.
Really? Oh, yes. Just reminiscent of your wedding.
It was. It
okay,
was
we got September, a ball game.
September 1st, 1984, Tennessee and UCLA.
You know who talked about Ball State quite a bit?
David Letterman.
There you go.
Because he was an alumni.
Yep.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Have you ever heard the term Bowdlerize? Bowdlerize?
Bowdlerize.
To Bowdlerize means to self-righteously remove or modify passages one considers vulgar or objectionable.
Whoa.
I've actually heard people do that to the Song of Solomon. They didn't like what's in it.
Oh, my goodness.
A medical doctor by the name of Thomas Bowdler, though, took it to another level. He was born to the state in 1754. Dr. Bowdler gave up his medical practice to practice surgery on the works of William Shakespeare, and he Bowdlerized it, took all the objectionable passages
and turned it from a rated R to a rated PG-13.
Was this a Puritan or something?
Something like that. But he wasn't supposed to be doing it. Don't do that. Just take it like it is. And especially when you talk about the Bible, the text in virtue of its context is always right. Hey, I didn't know this. George Gershwin, one of the world's greatest composers of popular music, died in Beverly Hills, California, of a brain tumor on this date in 1937. Here's what I didn't know. He was only 38 years old.
Yes. You know how I knew that?
How did you know that?
Because this weekend I heard an incredible jazz piece that was from somebody that recorded it on the old Tommy records. And I was listening. I went and looked him up. And so I was listening to it. I mean, while I was looking at it, that's where it said that he died at 38.
38 years old.
And I said, what a loss at 38.
Yeah.
Can't believe that.
Of a brain tumor.
Yeah.
He composed his first hit was Swanee, Funny Face, Porgy and Bess, Of Thee I Sing, first musical to win a Pulitzer Prize in 1932, just years before his death. Wow. Anyway, Millie Small was riding high on this date in 1964. You might remember this one. Yeah. My Boy Lollipop.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one.
Yeah. They released it on July 4th, and then by a week later, there it was, number one, 1964. She was known as the Blue Beat Girl in Jamaica, her homeland. That's where Millie Small is from. 18-year-old Millie Small, My Boy Lollipop. For Joy 620, WRJZ and 102.5 FM. More coming up in the time capsule shortly. Traffic and weather on the way at Joy 620, WRJZ. Jenny and I shall return momentarily. Y'all talk amongst yourselves.
For 3 years in a row, he was voted the most talented talk show host in America. But we couldn't afford him, so we have Bob Bell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a wrap. But it's a Hamilton rap. Some of you who've seen Hamilton have heard this. On this date in 1804, in real life, Aaron Burr shot Alexander Hamilton to death in their famous duel. Samuel Broadhurst, a relative of Burr's, had tried to negotiate a settlement between the two, but they wouldn't have it. Burr offered the challenge, and the duel ensued. Do you wonder if he slapped him with a glove?
I don't know. I don't know anything about duels.
Burr won by, I don't either, by drawing first blood with a swift sword.
Ooh.
A gun, in this case. Do not try this at home. There you are. So you hear the old happy, you know, Hamilton, yeah, it's a great, yeah. That's what it's based on, though, is leading up to the great duel. Meanwhile, Skylab, 1979, hit orbit in space in 1973.
Yeah, it crashed, didn't it?
Mm-hmm, it did. Oh. It orbited in 1973. In 1979 on this date, made a spectacular return to Earth by burning up in the atmosphere, showing debris all over the Indian Ocean in Australia.
Yeah.
I wonder how we got permission to go do that all over Australia. Good night, mate. Your spaceship is burning up in my atmosphere. Don't do that. John Quincy Adams was born on this date in 1767. He's the sixth U.S. president. This is John Q. Adams, remember? Married to Louisa Johnson. Three sons, one daughter.
Louisa. I like that name.
Author E.B. White. Elwin Brooks White, who wrote Stuart Little and Charlotte's Web.
Aww.
Was born on this date in 1899. Also, The Elements of Style. Died in 1985, lived to be a ripe old age, almost 86. Elwin Brooks White, born of the state in 1899, the author of Charlotte's Web. Fabulous. That's wonderful. You know who has a birthday today? He's not with us anymore, but Yul Brynner's birthday is today.
Aww.
You know what his actual name is?
Nope.
Taiji Khan.
What?
T-A-I-D-J-E-K-H-A-N, Taiji Khan, born of the state in 1920. Yul Brynner, Academy Award winning actor, of course, The King and I. The Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments. Mm-hmm. Wow. The Magnificent Seven. We'd gone to hear a preacher preach many years ago as we were looking for our current preacher. And we went to hear a preacher preach in some other country, some other world, mm-hmm. known as Arkansas. But anyway, we went there. And we got back to the hotel and we started talking about the Ten Commandments because mm-hmm. this guy was talking about the crossing over. We were talking about the movie, The Ten Commandments. And my friend, Dr. Tony Poynter, biblical scholar he is, had never seen The Ten Commandments.
How old is he?
He's 41. That's why. He'd never seen the original the Ten Commandments. He had seen one blurb on it for a few seconds on TV, didn't take it serious.
I just could see Charlton Heston right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that wonderful gray that was sifting through his hair at that time. Let my people go. It's a handsome dude, I'm just telling you.
And wasn't his sister Miriam, she was in there too.
Yes.
And his mother.
And mom.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really. So Curtis McGinnis of Cedar Springs Christian Stores fame. was also on the search team with me. Uh-huh. I love Curtis McGinnis. He's one of my favorite people.
He's a great guy. Uh-huh.
But he went and got the double set Ten Commandments videotape, got it converted to DVD, gave it to Tony, and Tony had to watch it. And Dr. Poynter watched it. He just laughed because obviously there's some...
I think that it was epic because of the number of people also that they put, the cast.
Cecil B. DeMille had everybody in it.
Yeah.
I mean, how much money can you spend on, in 1950s terms, do you spend on the cast? Good mm-hmm. gravy, sakes alive. Anyway, Yul Brynner, The King and I. Brett Summers, originally seen in The Odd Couple many years ago, was born on this date in 1924. She also starred in Perry Mason. She also starred as a TV panelist in Match Game. Yeah. Oh. That's what I remember. The great Brett Summers passed away in 2007. Happy birthday, Brett. Happy birthday to Giorgio Armani. Fashion designer turns 88 today there, Miss Jenny.
Yeah.
Do you have any Armani stuff?
Nope.
Outstanding international designer. I don't either.
But I'm sure I would love it.
I guess so.
Well, I'm headed to wedding to
your wedding?
No, I'm headed to my 24th anniversary. Maybe we ought to start talking about
it. You got a year to talk it up.
Yeah.
And once we get to 25, we got to have a big celebration. That ought to be a national.
That's right.
Larry, this should be a national holiday, Larry.
Listen, we were celebrating last night. I mean, we were like, this is amazing. God did this.
Now, see, that's what it's supposed to be.
And you know what? I said, hey, we can duke it out, but we know that the main thing is that Jesus is in the middle of our marriage, and so you just have to, like, let go of some stuff.
I think you're right. I think it's a modern-day romance, don't you, Dave? Yeah. On this date in 1947, uh-huh. Jeff Hanna, musician, guitarist with Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, is 75 today.
Oh, my goodness.
From the modern day romance, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a modern day romance.
That's a pretty song. I like that.
A new kind of game.
They did Mr. Bojangles and Long Hard Road is one of my favorites, too. Love the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band from way long time ago. I played a lot of their records in country music.
I played them. I listened to them.
There's some other records I played a lot of when I was in adult contemporary music. Bonnie Poynter and the Poynter Sisters. Mm. Bonnie turned 72 this morning. Yeah. When you're 72 and you get so excited, you better take your heart medicine. That's what I'm saying. For Joy 620, WRJZ, happy birthday, Bonnie Poynter, at age 72. Also, isn't that a great song? Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, as we get ready to go to break. Stephen Lang, actor from Tombstone, turned 70 today. Not only was Stephen Lang in Tombstone, he was in Last Exit to Brooklyn, Death of a Salesman, Crime Story, much more. Coming up, all the news fit to be heard with the one and only Tanya Stout-Brown, the award winner, brought to you by LB Chase Mechanicals. Time to check up on your air conditioning, make sure everything's working right today. Yes, tell them you heard it here on Joy 620 WRJZ. Then Bob's Big Breakfast, featuring Tony Evans, is coming your way in a few moments, sponsored by Window World of Knoxville.
Bob Bell.
You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down.
It may not be the world,
but he can promise the moon.
Bob Bell on Joy 620, WRJZ.
I'm no longer a slave to fear.
Woohoo! Yeah! I love it.
I am a child.
How's that make you feel? Joy 620 WRJZ at 636. Yeah, we went to the Morgan County Correction Facility Saturday night preaching. We do it once a month. And I took a banjo player with me and a guitar player. Chuck and Brian, they were so good. These are older gentlemen that play bluegrass music. Okay, culturally, there's not a lot of bluegrass lovers in jail. Let me tell you something. Those young men, and one of them was a young man who's African-American, who came up to Chuck and said, I have never seen a real banjo in person. I've seen it on TV.
How wonderful.
And he wanted to see it. I said, Chuck, yeah. Show him your banjo. He was enamored with it. He let him pick it, you know. And
oh, my goodness.
He goes, wow. I mean, he was 24-year-old young man. Had his Bible with him. When I got up and preached about 10 minutes later, he was so dialed in. He had somebody show him where 1 Peter chapter 5 was because he didn't know. This is what we're looking for. 1 Peter chapter 5, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand that he may lift you up in due time. We were talking about that. We went on through the rest of the passage. What a great opportunity, though. Can I tell you that preaching to them was very humbling?
Oh, sure.
They were so dialed in. I quoted 1 John 1:9. If anyone says he has no sin, he's a liar. Truth's not in him. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, is to forgive us of all sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So that's 1 John 1:9. I call it the believer's bar of soap.
Oh, that's good.
I stole that from somebody else. But anyway, the believer's bar. So I said, I said, God, who is faithful and just, is cleansing us from some of our sin. And they all went, oh, no, not some. All of our sin.
Sounds like me with my students.
It's the same thing. You misquoted on purpose to see if they were listening. I'm telling you, they were listening. It was a great time in the old jailhouse Saturday night. And it's, Jenny, it was about 150,000% humidity.
Oh, my gosh.
And we had to walk a half mile to get up to the place where we preached. And it was sort of an uphill grade, not steep uphill, not terribly steep. But it's like, I'm about half work, because I've just driven an hour from Knoxville, right? But you get there, and it's like, Lord, you've made it all work. And Lord, you have really humbled me. These guys don't have anything. Some of them make about $1 a day or $2 a day, depending on what they're doing.
Yeah.
Or $1 a week or something like that. I mean, it's just, you know, just commissary money. That's all. But you get up there and you go, my word. These guys have gotten to the place in their life where they're really hungry for the Word of God.
Well, I found, Bob, when I was doing women's ministry in the women's pod, how many of them knew Scripture?
Oh, yes.
I was really surprised at the number of people who could quote Scripture unbelievably. And you go, wow, they've got it. It's in their heart. He's told us that.
They're learning to hide the Word of God in their heart.
Yeah, and I was really impressed with that.
These men showed the same thing. Sure enough, you're right. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you. 6:40, 20 minutes away from 7. Happy birthday goes out also to Cela Ward. The actress from Sisters turned 66 today.
Oh, I forgot about that show.
Cela Ward from Sisters, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Lisa Rinna from Melrose Place. You remember Lisa Rinna?
Uh-huh.
All the Botox in her lips and everything.
Uh-huh. That's all you see.
Bless her heart.
Nobody's told her that maybe she needs to stop.
Need to back off on that. It's like really... And Dave, it's like, whoa. Joy 620 WRJZ. But Lisa Rinna from Melrose Place is 59. She also acted in Days of Our Lives, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., and much more. It is the birth date of Leon Spinks, born on this date in 1953, died last year. I forgot that Leon Spinks, the heavyweight boxing champion, died last year. Mm-hmm. Debbie Dunning from Home Improvement, 56. She was one of Tim's great assistants. Beautiful lady.
Yeah, she's really cute.
56 today. Happy birthday, Debbie Dunning. She also had good comedic timing, too. Wasn't just, she looked pretty.
I read something about them together.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
I think she was, like, supposed to be on one time. You know, so many of them, they're supposed to just be there for a guest appearance. And
they said
the timing and the everything.
It works, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Debbie, would you come back on and sign this contract, please? Yeah. Happy birthday also goes out to actor from Cold Case, Justin Chambers, turns 52 today. 52? He don't look that old.
Wow.
From Cold Case and Grey's Anatomy.
I like Cold Case.
Cold Case is good, man. Yeah, I agree. Liberty Heights, The Wedding Planner. He starred in The Wedding Planner. The Musketeer, The Zodiac, and Hysterical Blindness. Also, happy birthday to Javier Lopez, baseball pitcher, University of Virginia, then later on the Colorado Rockies and the Arizona Diamondbacks, 45 today. And finally, Rachel Taylor, actress from Transformers and much more, is 38 today.
You got the touch.
Yeah. Transformers.
You got the power.
You got the power. Also starred in See No Evil. Rachel also was in Cedar Boys and Red Dog. Any questions for Ben? Grey's Anatomy and Charlie's Angels 2011. I didn't know there was a 2011 Charlie's Angels.
I didn't either.
I saw the 2000 one.
Wonder who was in it.
With Bill Murray.
Yeah.
As you know, what's his face? But anyway. Oh, yeah. I'll never forget, oh, what's his face. 6:43, 17 minutes now away from 7 o'clock at Joy 620, WRJZ. So, 1 Peter 5:5, I got off the helmet of the Carson Newman helmet.
Yes.
So, I could say that Ken Sparks actually inspired the message that I preached on Saturday night called How's Your Heart?
Uh-huh.
Because he was always pointing at your heart if you were a man, and he would dig his finger into your sternum and go, How's your heart, Bob?
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to be showing the Ken Sparks documentary at Providence Church on August 16th. That's what we're going to do. We're going to take voluntary donations up for the Ken Sparks Scholarship Fund. We're going to have a number of people there, including Jeff Joslin, who was one of his star quarterbacks in one of his biggest years ever, right at the close of his, or right at the beginning of his vaunted career at Carson Newman University. We're going to have several other people there that were very important. I even talked to another one of his quarterbacks on Sunday, yesterday. Justin Long is the head coach at Grace Christian Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Justin was one of his fine quarterbacks as well. And I told Justin, I said, we're going to be showing it. And he goes, man, all right. So Justin's excited about that. And a whole lot of other people that we've talked to are looking at it saying, you know, it's time we make sure that young men see this. I said to Justin, I said, I think it would be good if some of the football players came over and saw this documentary. And, you know, you think about Tony Dungy, who was a Super Bowl winning coach with the Indianapolis Colts, and how much he was influenced by Ken Sparks. You think about a guy named Reggie White, who was encouraged also by Ken Sparks. Alan Duncan, kicker, University of Tennessee, influenced, encouraged by Ken Sparks. And Sparks did it through the love of Christ. That's what he did. It only takes a spark.
I love that.
Isn't that good? 6:45 at Joy 620. That's humbling. But the first thing it all began with was Ken Sparks. If he wasn't anything else, he was humble. I guarantee you he was humble. He didn't say he was humble. He just was. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
We're back in a few moments with more The Bob Bell Show, including today's You've Got to Be Kidding, right here at Joy 620 WRJZ.
Bob Bell.
well, known for his lofty goals.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a bum.
Let's get back to him before he pops.
Here on Joy 620, WRJZ.
Yes, the theme song of Washington.
Good morning.
God, I'm not trying to get political. It's just the way it is. Joy 620 WRJZ at 102.5 FM, 99.5 in Sevier County. All over the world at WRJZ.com. Some sunrise trying to come through the clouds today, partly cloudy. We will have a nice day today, but could have some rain coming in by Wednesday.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Which would be good. And lower humidity by the time we get to Thursday afternoon and Friday. So we'll take that. Huh? Your curls won't be so curly.
That's right.
Meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen.
Wednesday. It's going to happen Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay, that's about the time I'm getting my hair done.
Yeah, you're going to have a lot of
I always pick a bad day for that.
Humidity. Mm-hmm. Humidity. Right there. It's time now for today's edition of You've Got to Be Kidding.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding me? Who in their right mind is going to believe this?
You've got to be kidding.
They stole my kitty cat bracelet.
All right, I know we're trying to watch our weight and everything. Jenny, how much do you like French fries?
I love French fries. I love them.
You say French fries the right way, my wife's eyes glaze over. Oh. She's right there with you. In New York, there's a restaurant that has announced a $200 plate of French fries.
Oh, my goodness.
Certified as the world's most expensive by Guinness World Records. Returning to the eatery for National French Fry Day coming up shortly. Serendipity 3 on Manhattan's Upper East Side.
Is Manhattan's Upper East Side, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they can afford that there.
Mm-hmm. The world record for the most expensive French fries when chefs cooked up a crème de la crème pomme frites.
Oh.
A plate of fries listed for $200. The restaurant said the record-breaking fries are returning to the menu July 13th's National French Fry Day.
Oh.
That's just Wednesday.
What did they cook them in?
The fries feature ingredients including chipperbeck potatoes, Dom Pérignon champagne, Jet de Blanc French champagne, Andrain vinaigre, cage-free goose fat. Only cage-free goose fat.
There you go, yeah.
From France. And Gironde truffle salt. Truffle oil. Crit sensi pecorino. Tartufolo cheese.
Say that again, please.
Tartufolo cheese.
Ah.
Tartufeo cheese or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Shaved black summer truffles from Italy.
Oh, my goodness.
Truffle butter. Organic A2 100% grass-fed cream from Jersey cows. Gruyère truffle de Swiss raclette.
Now, you know what we could do? We could all go in together and split them.
I'd be scared to eat them because, you know, it's like, there goes $7 right there in one fry.
Oh, no.
That's a $15 fry right there. It's double the
slip. Okay, it'll take 25 of us, but let's split them. Okay, this is scary, y'all.
Yes.
A woman traveling on a Florida highway captured the video of the movement of lightning when it struck her husband's truck.
Oh, my word.
That she was traveling behind. Isn't that scary?
Now, if that was your husband in front, you're seeing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So Michelle Wallen said she was traveling in a car when her husband's truck was on Interstate 75 near Tampa, and she was taking a video of the rainstorm when she captured the moment the bolt of lightning struck the truck being driven by her husband. It said the Knox County deputy was driving next to Wallen's truck when the lightning hit. So the car was fried.
Yeah.
The car was fried. Talk about French fries.
Yeah.
And
fried all the computer systems in there.
He said all the lights on the dashboard went out.
Yeah.
Everything, his power steering went out. Everything. His car just shut off, and he just kind of coasted.
That's all he could do.
So
you don't even have power brakes.
Can you imagine the panic of somebody behind you, your family,
or even your husband.
I know. Oh, my gosh. But he was fine.
Well, she wouldn't even have a chance.
Of course, their son said we need to check ourselves in a couple of days for superpowers. I agree.
See if some got transferred in the electrical.
Yeah.
a man in Florida with an application that he had put in for Walt Disney World security. He's, you know, applied to be a security man.
Uh-huh.
Has been taken into custody. You know why? He stole an R2-D2 droid worth up to $10,000.
No.
And he posed as a staff member because he wanted to show weaknesses in the security of the resorts so he could get a better paying job. Well, he got free housing.
That's a good excuse.
He got free housing, the sheriff's deputy said. David Proudfoot, age 44, at Kissimmee, remains in custody on the charge of grand theft and obstruction of information, according to the arrest affidavit. Dude.
Oh, dude's right. Dude. Okay. Here's a new one, y'all.
Stole R2-D2.
Yeah, that's terrible. And, you know, it's about the time for the fan thing.
Like a, yeah, fanboy.
Fanboy. Yeah, okay. Boy. Okay, this is something. A pregnant woman ticketed for driving in a high-occupancy vehicle lane, the HOV lane,
yeah,
you know, in Texas, says her unborn child should count as a second passenger, citing the recent Supreme Court ruling overturning R.V. Wade. Okay. Brandy Batone.
I like the way Brandy thinks, anyway.
Yeah, she's a Plano, Texas. She was driving in the HOV lane on U.S. 75. And she was pulled over after passing a Dallas County Sheriff's Department's checkpoint, targeting those driving in the lane alone. Okay, first of all, really, honey, really? Okay.
Yeah. Your baby is another baby.
Right.
But it doesn't take up another seat. Well, so therefore, ergo.
Well, and it's not like they're both needing to get to work on time.
Exactly. Like, just you.
That baby's going to work with you.
That baby has its own autonomous body, which means... It's already, but it's not taking up another seat.
Well, here's what Brandy said. My baby girl is right here. She is a person. He said the deputy told
her. She is?
Yeah, he said there. It requires two people outside of the body to drive in the HOV.
There you go.
So,
that's why people put mannequins in there.
Yeah,
I have seen that. I saw it in Atlanta.
I never seen that, but
last time I was driving through Atlanta, there's a dude. I mean, he put on a hat and a coat and a towel and this mannequin. Sure enough, it wasn't even real looking at all. It was,
well, let me just save y'all some money.
He even pointed the head like it was looking out the window.
Oh my god!
But didn't have any eyes.
That's horrible. Dummy. That's a mannequin. Wait, I have to tell y'all this. She got a $215 ticket, so it isn't worth it.
No, didn't work. A Japanese, I mean, I love the way she thinks, but no, it's a separate person. It's a baby, yes, mm-hmm. But that baby only takes one seat. A Japanese aquarium said it's trying to switch its penguins to a diet that is a cheaper kind of fish as a result of inflation. You see, Mr. President, what you've done with your high gas prices and everything? The birds are being uncooperative, though. They don't like the cheaper fish. See there? At the aquarium... Southwest of Tokyo, they switched the penguins from their usual diet of a certain type of Japanese horse mackerel to a cheaper variety. Get your horse mackerels right, y'all. Get them back to eating. For Joy 620, WRJZ and 102.5 FM. Gas prices have fallen recently. The thing is, when you're sitting there looking at $4.19 a gallon, go, wow, that's really cheap. No, it ain't. Talk to me when it gets back down to $1.60 like it's supposed to be. 7 o'clock now, Joy 620, WRJZ, Knoxville.